Welcome to Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. I'm your host, Atira. Today, we are so excited. This is our first show, and we're excited about the adventure because today we have a very famous author of Accept Miracles and A Christmas Filled with Miracles. She sold over 40,000 worldwide. I think it's in 5 languages now. And she is known as the Internet Angel. She has a wonderful Internet newsletter, Miracles and Angel newsletter. And she reaches over about 50,000 readers. But most importantly, she is my Earth Angel, my best friend. And I love to tell people that she is a cross between Mary Poppins, Peter Pan, and Pollyanna, practically perfect. Mary Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Atira. You know, I had to slug through a snowstorm to get to the radio show today.
Yeah, at least 3 minutes, right?
Yeah. For the callers who don't know that I'm across the street from Atira so that we can join in on the show today. So thank you for having me. It's exciting for your first show.
It is exciting. What we're going to talk about today is sort of actually how miracles happened for us and how our adventure together started. And then we're going to talk about some miracles and things that Mary Ellen has experienced. And I think it's important, Mary Ellen, for people to kind of find out how we met. So if you want to talk about sort of our first adventure and how we met.
Oh, I'd love to. I've been going to a spiritual evening on Wednesday nights, and every now and then I would hear somebody stand up and say something. By the time I'd look up from what I was reading and focus, I couldn't see them. They'd sat down. Well, I guess about 3 months after that, I was there one evening, and I have these messages that I channel from the angels. And I thought, you know, I'm not really doing my spiritual work. I was reading something else at these events. And so I decided to bring my angelic messages from the light. And I was passing them out to people, and I walked up to Atira, who I literally didn't know, and I had 60 in my hand, and I said, well, choose one and tell them what happened, Atira.
Well, I chose this reading, paper, and I started reading it, and I got excited. And it was really interesting because it had a scarab on the top of it, which is a flying winged thing that's very Egyptian. And I read it, and I called her back. I said, come back here. And I said, let me look at some more of these writings. And I looked, like, through the whole pile, and there wasn't one more scarab. And I said, who are you?
and then you said,
why isn't this a book? And how long have you been doing this? And where you been? I've been waiting for you.
and then you said, is Shirley MacLaine getting one of these? And I have a friend that's a nun. And I said, well, yes. The Sister Mary Dewey had given me Shirley's address, and I was sending her one a week. And then you said, this will be a book one day around the world. And I said, yes, I know, because we didn't know who each other was. And you said, you can't wait for it to be published. These need to be published now. So as total strangers, you arranged to come from Seattle down to Tacoma, and which is like a 45-minute drive, and we went to Kinko's together. And it's like we held hands as we walked in because we knew it was a momentous occasion. And I said, how many books should we produce? And you said 25. Well, I didn't know how psychic you were. I thought you were nuts. But we sold 4 before we even left Kinko's. And you paid for half of them because even though we just met, you believed in my work so much that you paid for half of it. And I was wondering who you were. Oh, and I know one other thing I noticed about you. When we walked into one store that day, I usually always open doors for people. I just think that's a kind and courteous thing to do. But you reached in front of me for an elderly woman, and you opened the door, and I went, she's like me. And so we've been best friends since then.
Yeah, like species. I think, you know, we spend a lot of time looking for our same species, or in some cases, 35,000-year-old friendships. That's what I really love about it. It's like, you know, I think we've really only known each other a total of maybe 12 years, and most people think we've known, you know, been since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. But it feels like that, you know, because we are so, we think in the same patterns in lots of ways, even though our gifts are very different. How we work with spirit is a little different, but certainly, I think we are in the same vibrational level, which makes it so much fun.
I think we both respect each other's work greatly, and we're both jealous of each other's gifts.
That's true.
Hey, how would you like me to read one of the angels' messages?
I'd love to. First, I'd love for you to just kind of tell them how you feel it, how you sense it.
Right. What happened was I had a friend that channeled, and it so intrigued me that one day the light bulb went on, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'll be doing that. So I thought it would be in the same way. So I got the book Opening to Channel by Sanaa Roman, and I read through it, and I was so inspired. And I sat down with a tape recorder that asked certain questions, and my poor husband, he's like a city planner. He's very, what is it, left-brained. The one that's not creative, you know, everything's by a certain way. And I'd asked him to come up into the bedroom and ask me these questions while I was going to channel profound wisdom, you know. Anyways, he asked the questions, and he was bored just as soon as I was bored. But he left, and I put on the tape recorder that asked the questions. Nothing happened. I'm sitting there very discouraged. And these words kept circling my head. They kept saying, welcome to the light, welcome to the light. And I remember in the book it said, when you get into a meditative state, if you're getting messages like, you know, feed the cats, you know, put the laundry on, remember to buy bread, write them down. They will go away then. So I thought, okay, I'm going to write these words down that are bothering me. And they said, welcome to the light. And then the words started to come in three and four words at a time. And it was so poetic and beautiful. I knew it had to come from me. And what happens is, I'm not musical, but I have heard that if you have one harp or one instrument, a stringed instrument, and you strum one string, the other will resonate at the same time. And that's what it feels like. It's telepathic. It is as if the angels are speaking from their heart into my heart, and it vibrates. And the more I practiced it, it was like I would start writing. But when I was writing, it was almost like watching a TV in my head. I could see things. And it would help me to do the writing. And with this one that I have today, you will be able to see it in your mind. You will be able to feel it like 4 inches into the cavity of your body, into your heart center. And the words are very simple. And that keeps you in your right brain, so you don't have to translate big words and lose meaning.
Well, let's hear what those angels said.
Well, this is so funny. Tell them how you picked this one today, Akira.
Well, she has like probably, I don't know, 6,000 or 8,000 of them.
And 900.
So as she does her thing more intuitively and a sensing, because she always says she feels it like in her heart center and then her solar plex. For me, I use Dom. And for those who don't know who Dom is, he is my guide that's been with me since I was 5 years old. And at that time, his true name is Don Solis, but when I was 5, I couldn't say that, so I could say Dom, and it's sort of been Dom and me ever since. And so I sat down, and I asked Dom and the angels, show me what is the right one for today. What is the energy I need to do in this important opening show? And then this is it.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one that was chosen from the angels for the listeners. An earth angel is one of God's messengers in human form. An earth angel is a person who is asked to be a divine vehicle of God's love and energy to work through in a positive way for others. These people stand out as they stand up for what they know to be good. They support the positive energy of others' prayers. When one prays, they send out sparkling lights of desire to God, to the universe, and it is as if earth angel is a catcher of these stars and brings them into quiet manifestation. God has no hands or feet. God only has access to yours. And when you give your heart and soul to God, you become the embodiment of God's very spirit. There is no earth angel school. There is no earth angel requirements, but one, love. As you awake, hold love in your heart, feel it well up, and expand the tissues of joy. See it radiate out as the sunlight streams out to touch and uplift and brighten the lives of others. An earth angel's job is never done. They're on call 24 hours a day. It is as if your love radiates out night and day in prayer form of support and guidance for others lost on their journey, looking for support and direction. Notice the timing of events, of meetings, down to the nanosecond, and know nothing in life is by accident, but is by exact, precise, divine destiny. And when you see this, life becomes larger than life. Your eyes are open, and in a daily prayer, you ask to be a vehicle for God's love to work its magic through you to others. And this is the life of an earth angel. Enjoy your flight with your wingless wings as joy swiftly carries you forward. Amen.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. That's beautiful. You know, the truth is, I think we really, you and I, tend to live our life that way. We really, really trust Spirit a lot. Sometimes, unbeknownst to us, I think. One thing I loved about you when I first met you is that I really, so much of my life spent not talking to Dom where people could really know that I was doing it, because I come from a background, my mother was Southern Baptist, and of course took me to church to try and get me fixed a lot of my life. And so I was very cautious about letting people know I was hearing Dom and, you know, what Dom had to say. But the minute I met you, it was like, oh, she's okay. It's, you know, we're going to have some adventures. And one of the adventures I think that was really interesting for us is because we really literally were housewives.
That's true.
You know, I would do my gift for my family and friends and a few, you know, extended people of their friends, but I really was not terribly public. I'd maybe done a few little fairs, but I really wasn't as public as Spirit provided for both of us, actually, till we met. And there was some extraordinary events that happened. We met the person who wrote The Messengers, C.W. Hardin, and the co-author, Julia Ingram, who wrote about Nick Bunick of The Messengers. And that started part of our adventure. And one of the most amazing things is we went to a Whole Life Expo in Portland, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
And we were walking along, and we didn't know a lot of people in the biz at that time. We were really pretty innocent and ignorant, I guess.
We were so excited to be there.
Yeah, we were like twittipated about it. And we got into the elevator, and here was this incredibly stunning woman, just beautiful, dynamic, blonde woman. And I said, oh, my guide started talking to me. I said, drive by, woo-woo, I better, you know, give this lady this message. And I always ask permission. It's always a higher self thing. And I said, excuse me, I kind of have a message to you. Do you mind if I give it to you? And the lady was very, very, very kind and cordial. She said, oh, yes, I'd love it. So I leaned over and I gave her whatever Dom had to say. And it turned out to be Doreen Virtue.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, the big surprise was, A, she was the main speaker for the Whole Life event.
That's right.
And we had no idea who she was. And she was on her way to... Mary Ellen, do you remember where we were going?
It was a TV station, and she just naturally, when the elevator hit the bottom floor, she said, would you like to come with me to the TV station? Well, you couldn't hold us back. We were so twitter-pated. And she was so kind and genuine and appreciative. She also appreciated your gift, which was nice, because not everybody was open to what you have to say, which is very difficult, I know, with your gift. And so we went with her in the taxi to the TV station. We were with her in the green room, and she went on TV, and we've been friends with her ever since, and we just really respect the work that she's done and how she's brought angels to the public in mass around the world through her books and her lectures.
She's an amazing woman. But it's an example in how Spirit will provide sometimes when you get out of the way. I think sometimes people really want their career to take off, or they want something to happen, and, you know, we work too hard at it, and but then synchronicities and Spirit just make that happen that you could never even dream of. I mean, not in my wildest dream would it have happened.
No, but remember what happened at the end of that expo? We had no clue because we had been out together doing things, and they ended up saying that we were going to have to pay, I don't know, it was like $80 for parking, and we were like these broke housewives just on this one adventure going down to Portland, and being in the hotel was, you know, quite expensive for us. And we were like, Penny, what are we going to do? Where are we going to get the money? And all of a sudden, Dom says, don't worry, it's been taken care of. And I, like, our blood was running cold trying to think of coming up with this extra money at the after the expo. And when we went out and got in our car and we drove through, the gentleman at the gate said, oh, it's been taken care of. And we just drove out of there as fast as we could. We didn't know how it was taken care of, but we were sure grateful.
Yeah, those were the times you just say, thank you, Spirit.
But remember that time we went to Canada when we just first met each other? And that was one of the first times I thought you were nuts because you had Dom and you were saying things, but you didn't tell me it was coming from Dom. And this is one time that you honestly told me what was up when we went to the art gallery.
Yeah, and we were going to meet your mother for the first time, actually. Mm-hmm. And we went to Jody Bergman's art gallery on the way, and when I got in the car with Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen was driving, Dom says, you know, you can't go yet. And I'm like, oh, well, that's an interesting radio over. I mean, I'm thinking of stalling because I just, we hadn't known each other all that long, and I thought, I'm not sure I should just say Dom says. And so I was like making excuses, and just about that time a big truck pulled out, and it probably would have hit us because we would have been backing out. So I thought that was the rescue, and so I thought, oh, okay, things are good.
Asking nutty questions, just saying, why do you drink hot water, pointing to my mug? And why is he asking me about that?
No, by now she's thinking it would have probably been less nuts. You thinking me, I was nuts, less if I just said Dom said, but
yeah.
So then we get on the freeway, and I'm thinking, Dom's still not happy. And he's saying, no, slow down. And Mary Ellen drives.
Oh, yeah. I'm a speedster.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fly without my wings.
Get their wings, I think, a little too much at times. But anyway, so I'm saying, finally, I just said, Mary Ellen, get right and get in the right lane and could you slow down a little bit? And she's getting really kind of irritated, and I understood that, you know.
I slowed down, but then after about 3 minutes, I sped up again because I thought, what is the reason? The roads are clear. There's no traffic around us.
And about that, just in a few minutes, off to our right, a rainbow formed. And what was so unusual, it was like a fluorescent rainbow. Most rainbows are very pale colors, like Easter colors. And this thing was like huge and absolutely fluorescent. And we were both momentarily sort of mesmerized.
I slowed down 20 miles an hour so I could take a safer look at it. But then, remember, a second rainbow. I have never seen a second rainbow over top of a first rainbow. So I slowed down a little bit more.
And then Dom says, okay, I'm happy. And I'm going, now we feel like we're crawling in the slow lane. And we came around a curve, and Mary Ellen, what was there?
There had been an ice storm in that one section, and there was cars all over the road, and they had spun off almost on the main interstate through the Meridian, and they were almost on the other side, and there was 8 cars just like toys tossed over the freeway. And if we had been there any sooner, we would have been in the middle of them.
Really, truly, you know, we go kicking and screaming when spirit's really trying to save our butt.
It's that impatience thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it just shows you, too, also how extreme spirit will go to get your attention. I mean, I really think sometimes they paint billboards, you know, because it takes that to get our attention. So, that was actually quite an adventurous trip because on the way coming back, we had another adventure with Dom.
You're so funny. That's when you had to kind of say, well, you're like Jimmy Stewart with the Bunny Show, where he has the rabbit.
Harvey, yeah.
Yeah. So finally I realized that your Dom is like your Harvey. And I thought that was exciting. It was like traveling with somebody who was running for a Disney show the whole time. And everything I ever believed in my life when I met you became real. I knew there was angels. I can't see them. I can't hear them. Well, I can, but I didn't realize it. But you could see them and they talked to you. And whatever they told you was for our highest good. It was kind. It was loving. It was for our safety. So we're coming back down through Seattle. And I always travel in the fast lane. And you said, Dom says to move over. Well, first you said, I need to move over lane. And I was like, well, why? There's no traffic around us. We're doing a nice speed. And you say, Dom says to move over. I'm like, okay. And so I move over, and we're driving along, and I'm itchy to move back into the other lane. And you said, no, Dom says to slow down. I go, now I'm supposed to slow down with no traffic around.
And no rainbow this time.
And no rainbow. And beautiful driving conditions. It was such a long drive. You just want to get home. And all of a sudden, tell them what happened.
A mattress flew off the car that was in front of us and actually literally bounced and went across the lane we would have been in and hit a car.
Yeah, it cartwheeled. It just flew up in the air. We watched it, and it just cartwheeled across.
Yeah.
So I don't care what Dom says. A tear. She can manipulate me. She just say, Dom says, I'm like, I'm there.
You're so funny.
It's not true, though. I have my own free will. But it pays. I like what you say. When you don't listen to Dom, you do dead ends and ditches.
Yeah, turn around. But the important thing is to encourage everybody. Everybody has a Dom, you know. Everybody has a guardian angel. Everybody has a master or a guide, even loved ones who are passed over, who really are there for us. It's that little free will clause that gets in the way, and that is literally that we forget to ask for their help. We are so in our ego. It's, you know, me, I.
Well, sometimes it's not that we're in our ego. We don't feel deserving of it. It's like...
That's still ego. Big me, little you is ego, but poor me, I'm not good enough is ego, and we forget that one.
But what if you've been in an abusive situation for a long time and your parents didn't help your self-worth or your spouse doesn't or your siblings
I know, but we're still divine spirits, Mary Ellen, and you know what? We still fall in our traps. We're human. We're doing human. And the ego, whether it's either kind of ego, is still a trap. And we can wake up from that. Because
so
we are co-creators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We forget that, though. You know, it's easy to get distracted and get on autopilot and say, oh, it's because my parents abused me or you know, I had a bad marriage, all those kinds of things. But we are given a conscious choice every day.
But don't you think
and
that
as we become more spiritual, we make better choices.
Mm-hmm. And but don't you think what this show is about is to let people know that you are worthy, that you can ask?
Everybody's worthy. Everybody's a divine spark of God.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one that does not have God's spark within them. There's no one that is here or in any other universe or dimension.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a divine spark of the original God, Goddess, all that is.
That's right. Hey, why don't you tell them about this story that was the very first time that you were interviewed on a radio. This is the story of the housewives stepping up.
I'm totally blank at this whole moment.
No, remember that...
radio pressure.
You had that feeling that I've got to go to Portland. You live in Seattle. It's a three-hour drive.
Yeah. My very first... I was very involved with the book, The Messengers, and then his next book, In God's Truth, and it was my very first opportunity to get interviewed. But actually, 3 days before that, I called Mary Ellen, and we had known each other for a while then, so she knew when I said dumbs, or I had this feeling.
Yeah.
And I called her, I said, Mary Ellen, I have to go to Portland, and she goes, oh, great, when are we going? I go, no, you don't understand, I have to go to Portland, and I don't know why. And she goes, oh, well, let me think about it a while. And I said, yeah. And the next day it got more, I need to go to Portland. And yet I don't know where, I don't know for who, I don't know why. Because sometimes they don't give all the details or the pieces of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
and Mary Ellen's, oh, no problem, we'll go, And then she calls me back on Friday and says, oh, I know why you're going. There's going to be a guy from back east that's going to do an interview with Nick Bunick, and he'd love to interview you.
And he didn't believe that I knew you.
Yeah, it is so funny, yeah. And so I was, oh, okay, well, that could be fun, and I think, oh, that it's exciting. But I still had this little nudge, it's not quite it. And so by Saturday, I was like nervous. I was like, I've got that worry, oh, my God, I got to do something for somebody feeling.
Right.
And I had no direction.
That is the hardest part of your gift is watching you as a friend, is the anxiety that builds in you. And you don't know what it is or where it's coming from. It's like God's giving you upside-down puzzle pieces. And Dom
mm-hmm.
will say, well, put it over here, but wait for the next three pieces. And you're left hanging.
Yeah, and it's hard because you as you have this gift, you start using your Rolex in your brain. You name off all your family, your friends, your extended family, your relatives. Then you go to the map and you go through the country, waiting for the next hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sunday morning, as we're trying to make all this come together, to leave for Monday for the interview, we get the call that a dear, dear friend of ours had a brain, almost like an aneurysm, and was in the hospital. And his name, internet name, was Spirit Life.
And he ended up being written about with such great love in the book, The Days of Wonder by G.W.
Right.
Harden.
So I called the radio thing and I said, listen, I don't think I can make it. I gotta go see Larry. I gotta do whatever I can.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the hospital and,
that was amazing.
You would only let family in.
And he's half Oriental.
And I'm blonde and Mary Ellen's a cut brown hair. We don't look Oriental. And we said, oh, we're his sister. Oh my God. And so they let us in and the doctors in there saying to Larry, you know, he's just had this brain surgery and everything. And they're saying, now Larry, you're not going to be able to talk and you're not going to be able to focus and you know, drug things hanging all over and everything. And he turns and just clear as day says, oh, Tara, Mary Ellen, I was praying you'd be here. And the doctor says, Larry, you can't talk.
He introduces us to everybody, like the kind spirit he always was. But remember what you told G.W. Harden when Larry was in surgery? You said, oh, my gosh, Larry's woken up. And G.W.'s like, no, he's not. They wouldn't let somebody wake up in the middle of brain surgery.
That was his second brain surgery, yeah. I went down to be with him, and so was G.W. Harden. Wonderful, wonderful man, author of the Days of Wonders and The Messengers. And we were sitting, and he goes, oh, Atera, come on, this time you're wrong. And I said, no, I'm telling you, they've got to put him back under. I was like, frantic, you know, it's not like you just dial a head nurse and say, hey, put him under again.
Yeah, I know something you don't know.
Yeah, and the next day when he came to and we were talking to him and the doctor was in there and Larry said, you know, what was the deal with me waking up in the middle of the surgery? And the doctor said, we don't understand that, why you didn't stay down. It freaked us all out that, you know, everything went good. And I'm
right.
Like, So GW kind of trusts me a little more.
That's right. So let's go back to that first encounter, because we still had the radio interview to do, and we were late.
Yeah, and so, you know, I figure I've blown my first great career, but it was worth it because Larry was so important. Mm-hmm. And Mary Ellen called the office to say, you know, okay, we're an hour late now, and Brian, who answers the phone, says, oh, it's okay. The guy's late. No problem. You guys come whenever you can. Turned out that Brian also knew Larry, did not know Larry was in the hospital, and a whole other miracle happened within that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he went to see him the next day with Nick Bunick, which was just so healing. So
that was a great blessing. I hate to interrupt this fun adventure of our adventures, but we have to take our first caller.
Let's see who it is.
Yes. Hello?
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 Hello, is this Atera?
This is Atera.
Okay, my name is Elaine, and I have a problem. My mother had passed away, and I'd like to know if she has any messages for me or
okay,
around
me. Okay, I need your mother's
me.
First name, hon.
My mother's first name is Elia, A-L-I-A.
Okay, the first thing I get is been a little bit. She's been over there a little while.
I can't hear you. Hello?
I said she's been gone a little while, they say. Okay.
August 24th, 2004.
Yeah, because she said she's kind of trying to adjust. It's a little hard. I'm going to be honest about you. There's a couple ways when people pass over how I hear them. Sometimes I actually physically see them, and this one's more
you.
A little
can
bit like
louder,
long distance,
please?
Long distance
Hello?
Phone call. Hello.
Hello. Your voice sounds far away. I can just about hear you.
Oh, it's right on the mic, hon. It's as loud as it can go.
Right now it's better.
Okay. So I have to be honest with you, it's a little bit like a long-distance phone call for me because she hasn't got the hang of communications yet. But she says that you're rearranging things in wherever you're living. Do you understand this?
Rearranging things?
Yeah, like you're rearranging or changing something about your home. That's the first thing she's talking about. Do you understand this? I know it's hard on the radio because you can't think when I say that. But she says she's doing very good and that you need to give up worrying so much. She said you've gone through a real 2-year cycle of worrying. Okay?
And does she know that I missed her?
Of course they know that you missed her. You've got to know that they are. It's when someone passes, it's just like you're in the living room and they're in the kitchen. They are around you all the time. It's us who get confused about that. They are not confused about that. They're around you all the time, hon. They know about your love.
Did she want to say anything to me at the end because she couldn't speak? Is there anything that she wanted to
come? No, she actually knows that you guys were communicating and there was no problem, hon. The problem is your worry about it, but not hers.
And she can she hear me when I talk
with
her?
She hears every single thing that goes on.
And is there any way I could have prevented her from... Is there any way I could have prevented it?
No. No.
Hello?
No, you could not have prevented it.
Like if I had a transfer of
You need to go back and listen to the first thing I said to you, and I don't mean to be short, but I have to take a lot of callers, and I want to help everybody I can. You have to listen to, she does not want you to worry, that you over-worry everything, and you're playing old tape. Start from today, she hears every word you say, hon.
Okay, and will she start coming in my dreams? I tell her to come in my dreams, that I miss her so much.
She will. She's not got the hang of how to do that yet. It's not a bad thing. It's just where she is. But you will have a sense of her, hon.
She's with my father.
Here's the thing. I'm going to ask that we just cut you off so you can hear what I say. Because if I don't, you'll interrupt, and I want you to get what I'm saying. One of the things that will hold a spirit back from communicating with us is our fears or our worries when we are in grieving. And there's a wonderful book by James Van Praagh called Healing Grief. I want you to get that and read it. As you heal from grief, the higher you raise your vibration, the easier it is for them to connect with you. And because you're grieving so much, your vibration is very low. It's harder for her to get through. Okay? She will get through to you. She really loves you, hon. Okay,
thank you.
Lots of blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, what's wonderful about your show is that here is people will be able to listen to you on the archives afterwards if they couldn't catch what you said earlier.
Thank you. It's important that people know that, you know, it is really like you are, spirit is around us all the time. You know, it's just that they're invisible. And so remember that, you know, everything you do, everything you think, everything is a communication for spirit because there's no limitations. Next caller, hello.
Good evening.
Good
How
evening.
Are you?
Could I have your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Julia. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hello, Julia. You're from Maryland. How are you doing?
Doing great. Congratulations
great.
On your new show.
Thank you so much. I really hope it becomes a great teaching show. That's my goal.
Well, we've been waiting for you.
Can I answer a question?
Okay. Well, I had spoke to you when you were on Phyllis's show, and you had said that March would be a big opening or breakthrough for me.
Yep.
And I've been looking for a job and hoping that something will come through for me, and basically I'm still looking for a job.
Well, part of that is, too, that breakthroughs are windows of opportunity, and it actually started in March, and you have 3 months of a window of opportunity. So don't, like, get scared and fret yet. If I could get you one thing today is to do a little homework on your fears, hon, because it started. You know, you need to ask a little bigger because you settle for less. Okay?
Okay?
So ask for a little more dynamic thing and not limit yourself so much. But, yeah, the windows of opportunity is still there. And it got held up because you just really were finishing a few things from that you hadn't finished.
Oh, okay.
So it
but
just delayed it a little bit
because
it's really real green. And to me that means money and you know, happening right now. So it's there.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh,
you
lots
guys
of blessings.
Have a
Thanks
evening.
For calling in again.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know what, Tara, we should give out the website so that people can find you and see your beautiful picture.
Thank you. Mary Ellen always remembers all the details, thank goodness. You can reach us at www.angelscribe.com, which will connect you to Mary Ellen's and our website and her newsletter. Or if you want an angel reading, you can also connect to angel readings at angelscribe.com. And make sure you also get the opportunity to go back and listen to the radio show today, because it's going to be exciting, I think. Hello, welcome.
Hello. Hi, Tara.
Yes.
Hi, this is Laura from Washington.
Hello, Laura from Washington. How are you doing?
Hi. I have been reading Mary Ellen's newsletter for years and loving you both.
Oh, thank you so much.
I have one question for you right now, and what is with the dragonflies?
You know, it's interesting. The dragonflies are very significant because they really are trying to teach us to take flight. And lately, they are everywhere.
Yeah,
Like it's like almost like they're hiving like bees hive, and they don't. That's not their nature. And so they're very actually a very mythological creature, and really they're spiritual, and I find a lot of times they are used by spirits to communicate. So sometimes we have a very dear friend who's, when his mother passed, dragonflies were just like inundated the cars at the funeral. So sometimes there's that kind of a message, but right now the way they're almost in bunches, I don't even know what I want to call that.
It's been going on for quite a while.
A sample of really spiritual awakening. It's amazing. Yeah.
And you know, Tara, do you remember at my house when you arrived because you stayed with me for a week as we were working on some projects, is you walked in and you asked what the dragonfly was doing on the floor.
Yeah.
And it didn't dawn on me until she just called now asking about them. Nobody brought that dragonfly home, and my cats are inside cats, and that is Mr. E's favorite toy, and he plays with it every night long. He refills it every night long. But
we have to say it's a plastic dragonfly, so nobody freaks out that we're abusing animals here. But
you don't know how that dragonfly got into the house. And
yeah, I think they're
stopping right in front of my face. I was just in Puerto Rico, and I had the largest dragonfly I've ever seen come right up to my face, stop, and then just fly away.
Mm-hmm.
And they were everywhere. I even had one tattooed on my ankle.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because you know what? Spirit's getting in your face. Time to turn up the volume. I want to say you're very intuitive, but I think you're getting unusual. I almost want to say that you probably heal auras in some way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because you have lots and lots of this incredible grass green energy in your energy field, which means you're a healer in some way. More energetically than necessarily physically, but they interweave, so I never decipher them. You know what I mean? You heal emotionally, you heal physically, and vice versa. So.
Right.
So trust it. Go for it. Cool year for you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. June, July, August.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, good for you. Lots of blessings. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tara.
Blessings, darling.
Bye, Mary Ellen.
Bye. Nice to hear your voice. Hey, Tara, when you see her energy, do you feel it with your heart? Do you see it with your eyes? Do you see it in your third eye? How do you see that?
With her particularly, I actually saw it. How it works for me is I kind of expand from the center of my being, from my solar plexus and heart chakra, and the energy radiates out just like you dropped a drop of ink in a bowl of water,
mm-hmm.
and it spreads out. That's how my energy does. And then when it hits other people's fields,
then
I see things. Hello.
Hi, Tara.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Great.
First name, where are you from?
Linda, Oklahoma.
Hello, Linda from Oklahoma. How you
Hi.
Doing?
I want to open up a day spa in Oregon.
You want to open a day spa in Oregon?
Right.
In what place in Oregon?
Eugene.
Oh, we'll be neighbors.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen would love that.
Yeah.
I
definitely plan on inviting both you up, so.
We'll be there.
There are perks to the job now and then.
Pardon?
Okay. I want to say this about it. I think it's a very good opportunity, but I really want to be honest with you. I see some delays, like false starts or things that hold you back. Okay? Don't get frustrated about it. It's like divine timing, and if you push it, it'll set you back more. So just be okay with the little setbacks, okay?
There's a man by the name of Donald Stewart who is supposed to be financing the project. He's out of Texas.
Yeah, I just think there's some delays about the funding and the getting the place, but
okay.
I do think it happens. But it's, again, divine timing, not your timing. And I know you're real frustrated that it's not going
well.
What is going,
he's already picked out the property, he's put a down payment on it, okay?
Yeah, but
put
I'm
bid,
just telling
put a bid
you,
on the property.
You're not hearing me. Delays, and that could be permits, getting the building, and I see like it's a 3-month delay, and then it goes.
That's fine. I want to know how this guy is going to treat me. His name is Donald Stewart out of Texas, and I want to be his partner because I've worked on this thing for years, getting all the right equipment, all the
right.
healing equipment.
I think
equipment,
it has good potential. I think that he does have the money to make this happen.
Yeah.
I think that it's a very feasible thing, but I think you have to be very sure about what your part is in it and what his part is in it.
But what I'm
in
saying,
writing, if you can. Let me talk, because you know what it is going on here.
Is he going to make me a partner?
What I'm saying is don't leave gray areas. Have good written agreements, and then there will not be problem. Here's the problem with the guy. He has a lot going on. You're not his only project, so you are not going to be the center of the universe, and he gets bored fast, and he goes on to the next project. So if you want it to be, you know, him focusing on just your project, you're going to be disappointed. You have to be flexible about this because he has more than one thing going on.
I realize that.
Yeah. And
but
so
I just want to know, how is he going to treat me? Is he going to make
me a partner? I'm telling you how he's going to treat you.
Is he going
to
make me a partner,
more
or
is than
it is going to make
me
like
a
manager?
It's a business agreement. Be very clear about the gray areas and know that he has lots of things, irons in his fire, and so you're not going to be the center of the universe. And if you're doing it to be needy for the center of the universe,
I'm not trying to be the center of the universe. I just want to know how, in the end, is he going to...
He's
going to
treat
you
fair. We don't care about his part. I want your part to be clear. If your part's clear and you're not needy about this, it's going to be you're going to be happy because you got to know what it is and isn't, hon. Okay?
Think about what it is and isn't
because you're asking actually two underlying questions in this that I don't want to address on air for you. Okay?
Well, you can't answer
anything. Email me.
Pardon?
I'll help it. Okay?
Say that again, please.
Email me, and I'll answer the rest of this.
And the email is angelreadings@angelreadings.com.
Wait a minute. Angels what?
You can go to the, actually go to the website and you get the information. Angels. Go to bbsradio.com.
I didn't see anything there. Angels at what, please?
Actually, it's not hyperlinked, but
I can hardly hear you. Speak it, please.
We're going to let you go, darling, and we will address this so you can get the website. It's easier when you're not trying to listen to us, but listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, what's
your
email?
Thank you so much. You can go to angelreadings@angelscribe.com.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, it's the first show.
I really want to address something for callers because I really want you to know I'm not being mean, but there are some things I will answer on the air. But because you're bringing up people's names and your personal stuff, there are certain things, as a professional clairvoyant, I do not answer on air. I will be willing and say, email me, and I'll give you the few minutes, and I'll try and answer it. But there are some things I think are personal, and as a professional, I will not address them publicly. I will not I will address some health issues, but, you know, within that gray area. You know, what, we're not doctors. We can't prescribe. I have to tell you I read energy, so it's very important to try and listen to me, because I'm not, I want to give you the best answer I can on the blessings. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
This is Elizabeth in California.
Hello, Elizabeth in California.
And I've had a wonderful interaction historically with Angel Scribe, and it's here I met you once in San Francisco at one of the Whole Life Expos.
Oh, wow. That's been a while ago.
It has. It's been several years.
I know. We're homesick for there. We'd love to come back to California.
I enjoy
it
here.
Thank you for remembering us.
I am working on a project. I actually was in high tech, and my body just couldn't take the stress anymore, and my doctor put on me on medical leave, and my son, I had moved my son out. It was time for him to be an independent person. He's doing fabulously at it, and I decided I could take a risk and begin to use the many talents that I was gifted with in my lifetime, and I was led to create original art jewelry, one of a kind, and as I create it, I put the intention in the jewelry that it awakens the wearer and actually everybody that sees it to their highest good, because I just feel that that's something that I can do to make a difference on the planet, and Lord knows we need lots of difference on the planet. I'm beginning to get traction, but I poured my entire life savings into this, buying materials, creating, you know, just making a living, you know, paying my bills and all. I've got enough money to maybe make it two more months. And I honestly don't get the sense that
you went in the
there's
direction.
Enough to make to support me, but I look for contingency plans, and I just, it's like an inner block that says, this is what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to go get a job.
Okay, I want to talk about that because it's important. One of the things that happens when we get very spiritual and stuff is we can misread the information. Now, I don't think you misread what you're doing. In other words, I think the jewelry thing's cool, okay? But what I think you're not doing is you kind of fired all your high-tech stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like when you stepped out of the high-tech and whatever you were doing and the whole management stuff. You said, that's who I used to be. I'm over here. I'm this spiritual person. But the gift was a lot of the stuff that you learned in the high-tech stuff needs to be used for what you're doing now.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, but you're not.
Because I was in marketing.
You,
and
that's
I'm
what spirits tell me, is that somehow you've left out some of the marketing plan that you need to do yourself. This is not hiring someone else, okay? So what they're saying is June, July, they open a door for you, actually the end of May. They open a door for you where this jewelry and this stuff can be marketed in a way that you haven't even thought of yet.
Okay.
Because you've been working it way too hard, almost to the fear factor now. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to look at, you know, sit down and really look at your marketing plan and ask to highlight where you need to go, because you're too everywhere. Okay. You're getting scattered rather than saying, oh, this is where I need to begin. And that door will open before the end of May, and then you will not be in this, okay? Because you're kind of hitting the scared part, and I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, I do my best to rise above that whenever
it comes
up. Yeah,
I know, it's so hard because we're so good at it. You know? We're good at that
No kidding.
But really, if you will sit down and do this, and one of the things you got to do is when you ask angels, guides, and masters to help you, first of all, you have to ask because it's a free will clause. If you don't ask, they can't help.
Right.
And second of all, then you have to really keep like almost like an affirmation thing going, because what happens is from our past is we start going, I create that, oh, yes, no, oh, no. And pretty soon the spirits are going like, oh, I see what she wants, confusion. Let her stand there for a while. So that's kind of what you did. Yes, no, it's out there and drawn back. So now you can step back and say, thank you, Spirit, for that lesson. I choose this. Because it goes in a couple directions. One is a very strange door, and it's like this could get picked up by a store that's kind of unique things. You know what I mean? Unique clothing and different and high end. So.
Well, I am doing that. I've gotten into...
No, this is new, honey. It hasn't happened yet. This is different.
Okay.
Where you are now.
So, I mean, I've gotten into 6 outlets, and I continue to shop for more and follow every suggestion that comes.
I'm telling you, get out of your own way, babe.
This is a brand new
thing that comes, like, boom. And I think, and they're showing me 28, so there must be 28 stores or 28... It leads to 28 things, so mm-hmm. I take it. Thank you, Spirit. Go for it.
Okay.
It's great jewelry, by the way. Bless your
Thank
heart.
Thank you. It's all one of a kind and individually made, which is why I avoid chains, because there's only so much I can make.
Yeah, but, you know, that changes with it, too. I mean, because people will custom order, and that's all you hear about.
Right. So do you get the sense that I can make enough with the jewelry that I don't need to be out trying to accomplish other things as well? Or
I think you will do 2 things, not just the jewelry. There's kind of 2 things you do, and you do them both well, and you'll enjoy it and be happy.
Okay.
And that's what you're ready for, hon.
I'm
tired of the woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah, I was going to put a bunch of photographs on the Internet on my website so that people could order the prints, but it turned out that the company...
No,
pardon?
Going in a different direction, hon. You're just
okay.
Going
I have photography, music,
I
and
really want you to go
so
back
far.
And listen to what I said. You're all over the board. Pick 2 things and let Spirit make it happen.
Right.
That's the most important thing. Bless your heart.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Spirit has also been to Nashville on New Age Breakthrough.
There is. Certainly that's a market for her. But I have to tell you, Spirit's working on her in a bigger, different direction. And certainly that can be a side, absolutely. And if you haven't heard of the New Age, you tell them about it, Mary Ellen.
It's called INET, International New Age Trade Show, and it's marvelous. They had like 6,000 people through the last one, and this one coming up is in Denver, and it's at INATS.com. Only retailers can go to it, but it's a great place to get your works, your books, your products out there.
Mary Ellen, you invite our next guest in.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Where are you from?
I'm from Washington.
Oh, Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
State.
And your name, please?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question for Tara?
I do.
Jackie, I'm going to ask you to speak up just a little louder.
Okay, yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a question. I'm just wondering if you can tell me anything about a change in job. I've been having troubles at my work, and I'm wondering if you see.
Oh, Jackie, boy, have you ever. You've been on a 2-year emotional roller coaster ride, huh? This business or whatever you're working for. It's under some kind of reorganization. I feel like there's a lot of gossip kind of stuff that goes on. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't think it's time for you to quite jump. I think you're stuck there probably. We're in March. You're not going to jump till at least July, hon. Sorry. You're going to have
okay.
to stay there till July. So here's what I want you to do is say, thank you, Spirit, for this job. And then I want you to do this. This really works, guys. So everybody who's listening to me, think about this, that wants to change jobs, go get a job application. I don't care where you get the application. Fill it out like you're going to apply for a job. On the back side, attach a white piece of paper and write your cosmic job description. I want to drive 15 minutes to work. I want, you know, X amount of money. I want benefits. And please don't forget the most important one. You want to work with great people and a good boss. And actually read that every single day. It will help draw to you the vibration of the new job. Because right now, hon, you want to jump because you just had it and you're tired and you're in fear. And if you jump to that, unfortunately, you usually jump to something that has similar issues. Because it's not my law. Cosmic law is like attracts like. So you will jump to something that has just as much issues, if maybe not a little more, in a different direction. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But if you can wait till July, which I think you can, Spirit will open the door. But you have to come where you want to go because you kind of are stuck.
Jackie, yeah. A friend of mine in New York has a job that is just hellacious. The people she works for are very bitter and alcoholic. And what she decided to do was pray every day for the highest good of everybody instead of just hating them every minute of her day and night. And she said within 2 weeks, the change at her workplace has been amazing. The people literally have changed by her just sending them prayers for the highest good.
And it really works because everything is vibrational. Everything is vibrational. And we're co-creators too, Jackie. You know, you co-created this job to teach you something. I mean, you were kind of done about 8 months ago with it, but you haven't let go of it yet. So, you know, by July, you'll be a happy person, okay?
Moving on. Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
I know it's so hard to hear that when you're in the midst of the stuff, you know, because you just feel so overwhelmed, but it's really important to know that you sometimes we get caught in that and we feed the issue and becomes then we really get a depression going on. And so we have to understand we're co-creators. What is my part in this? And that's a hard question to ask because, you know, spiritually we know co-creators and for every action there's a reaction. But as human beings we get caught in that it's my boss, it's my environment. But unfortunately, when we become spiritually awakened, or fortunately, then we change. We make great choices because then we realize, what is my in this and how can I flip that? Hello, welcome. Hello.
Hello. I'm calling because a friend of mine just said how much she enjoyed speaking with you. I have had a problem of things missing from my home for years, and I was hoping you could help me.
I need your name, your first name, please, and where you're calling from.
Rose from New Jersey.
Hmm. Well, Rose from New Jersey, you are so interesting. I love your energy. You're very, very interesting. First of all, you're very psychic, and I have to say, I think you got a little spirit thing going on there, because I don't feel like these are things actually being stolen, okay? It's more like they disappear and then sometimes they reappear, okay?
Some things do. You're right.
Yeah. So what I think you got a couple things going on. I think you got a very playful spirit that's sort of earthbound, and I also think you're on a vortex, which increases what happens. And so what I would do is I would have a little talk with the spirit. I would say, you know, I'm okay because he's not. This entity is not ready to go to the light, and you know sometimes it's not our job to be the boss of them. You know, if they're attached to a place or a thing, sometimes they're working things out. So, since it's not wanting to go to the light and it's not a scary, it's not a mean entity, it's just a playful entity, I would say, you know, we cohabitate here and let's have an agreement that what you take, you must replace. And it will, usually they'll comply because it's not a malicious one. It's not meaning to be mean.
You're right.
It's really actually saying, notice me, talk to me.
Huh.
I'm lonely. And the thing that makes it happen a little more often is you're on an energy vortex, so the energy is very fast and helps that happen. So it's almost like you go between, I mean, there's a dimensional shift within your house, which being clairvoyant, I think it's cool. I like that energy because it amps you up a little bit. But, you know, if you're not used to that kind of zapping, you're probably for you, it's kind of unnerving at times.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It could be very frustrating. But this entity, when I talk to it, is very willing to not play the game if you'll talk to him.
Is it male or female?
It's very male. Mm-hmm.
It's male.
Mm-hmm. It's male.
Is it the former owner?
He won't tell me that. He just says he's male. He's been there for a long, long time.
Long, long time.
He actually protects you. So I wouldn't be wanting too bad, even though he moves things and you know, things kind of... You're not losing your mind, darling.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's so frustrating sometimes because it's like, okay, no, wait a minute here. I know I put it there.
And I put it there and it's gone.
Yeah. You can actually tell them, you could actually go and buy a ball or something. You know, metal's better because metal is easier for them to move with their electromagnetic energy. And you can tell them that that's his thing to move to get your attention and designate it, and you'll, less things will disappear. Sounds crazy. It works.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Sometimes places are just, I hate to use the word haunting because I don't like, you know, when we use the word haunting, Hollywood has ruined it for us, right? But sometimes spirits are just attached. They're not ready. They're stuck in the humanness, you know, so they think if they go to the light, they'll be lonely, confused spirit. Uh-huh. But they're stuck and attached to something, and it's like gum on the bottom of the deck. You can't get it removed. You just have to let them have whatever they need to play out. Most of the time, they're not malicious, you know, they're just confused. This one's just playful. He's, you know, on a good day, he's 13.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
And playful.
But is it
a
child?
He's really attached to the place. It's like, that's his home, he's protecting it, now he has the responsibility of protecting you, but you don't talk to him, and so, well, I'll make you.
Oh.
So, have a little talk with him. Give him something. Say, if you want me to communicate this, you know, metal cup or whatever is how you can move that, but don't move my other stuff, you know? Set boundaries. They have to honor our boundaries. People forget that you could ask him to leave, and most of the time they'll go away or they'll go dormant.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I would do it in a gentle way because I don't think he needs to be punished, you know? He just needs to be understood.
I noticed even things, you know, it's not that anything's bad. I don't feel.
No, it's not
right
scary. It's not bad at all. I actually feel like it's just prankstery. You know, like, notice me. So, yeah. So talk to him. Ask him what you can do. Sometimes, you know, you can just help them finish something that's unfinished. If you've ever seen the movie Heart and Soul, rent that movie. It'll help you.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Blessings, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. That's hard as you get older, it's here, because you think you're having some Alzheimer's move in, and here it's a little playful spirit who's bored on the other side driving you nuts.
Well, I don't know if I can even say, I think it's Alzheimer's, because there's been so many things in my life that, you know, I've had those experiences that all my life it's like, okay, am I crazy, or, you know, I mean, I spent so much of my life waiting to be normal, and now people want to be me, it's kind of exciting, but in my youth, I really, whatever normal was, because my mother used to say, if you'd just be normal, I'd go, whatever normal is, I want it.
Well, I figured out what it was, and everybody's got to know that it's a setting on your washing machine. It says normal.
Normal cycle. Oh, God, Mary Ellen, I love you.
But I've been to your house, and I got very confused because your normal is not my normal on your washing machine.
it's true in life. You know, everybody's normal is different, you know, because it's affected by our backgrounds and everything we've done. And, oh, I can't believe our hour's up, Mary Ellen, almost.
Oh, darn.
How did that happen?
It's been so fun. It's here. I think you're a great radio talk show host. You
think
you're famous.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Ellen, for joining us. And please check the website, angelscribe.com. Sign up for Mary Ellen's newsletter. You'll hear about a lot more adventures and some of the trouble you get in. And we just have enjoyed this hour with you. We can't believe it's flown by on those wings. Those angels will get away from us some days.
It's been a joy to hear the voices of the newsletter readers.
It has. It's always wonderful to see how many lives we touch when we don't know it, you know. We're so blessed. Mary Ellen and I believe that every day we should have at least 2 miracles before noon, and we usually get them. So please, please come back, visit with us, be part of our show. Hopefully, you know, email questions. We want to educate you on metaphysical, spiritual topics and subjects, and help you in any way we can. And until we meet again, just stay wrapped in the wings of those angels. So we look forward to seeing you again on Metaphysical Straight Talk. And Mary Ellen, thanks for always being here.
You're welcome. I love you.
I'm not coming back into the lifetime, not without her and Dom. So please know that our format for this show is the first 30 minutes we will interview, hopefully continue to interview or talk about subjects that will interest you. And in the last half hour, take your phone calls. So try and be patient. I know it's hard. Dawn was very excited because people started calling in early. But Thank you so much for the wonderful opportunity to share our lives and our belief systems and the energy of the angels, guides, and masters. We look forward to spending more time with you. And so I just want to go over the website to listen to archive shows. It's bbsradio.com. To reach Mary Ellen, it's angelscribe.com. And to connect for read, it's angelreadings@angelscribe.com. And please make sure you look into Mary Ellen's books. I got all through the show and forgot all about her famous books. So, Mary Ellen, if you want to just close with information about your books.
You can get autographed books from me. They're $15 each, Expect Miracles, and A Christmas Filled with Miracles. And I'd love to have you join the free Angel Scribe newsletter.
And don't forget Christmas Filled with Miracles.
Oh, I thought I said that. Oh, you have a story in both books. You're a famous author.
And so please look into the books, because Mary Ellen really is so inspiring, and miracles just seem to flood into her and be around her in every moment. It really truly is that we do expect miracles, and sometimes it's that we're a miracle to someone else. But please don't forget to be a miracle to someone every day too. Sometimes a miracle is for someone who is in their 90s and older. Some days they don't have somebody to smile at them. So, maybe we have a few more minutes. If you can just tell about the escalator lady.
I was just in Canada with my mother, and a house rule: when you get lost, you stop right where you are, where you last saw the person. Otherwise, you just keep going around and around in circles in the department store. And so, the last time I saw my mother is when she stepped off the escalator. So I went back to that spot and was waiting for her, and I saw this lady who must have been in her late 90s, very petite, dressed elegantly in a dress with little flowers on it, and she had white shoes, white gloves, white purse. She was just dressed for all the Sundays of her life, I thought. And as she came around in front of me, I said to her, "Your dress is beautiful." And she appeared not to hear me. She was so lost in her own memories of days gone by, and her head was bent down, and she stepped onto the elevator. And all of a sudden, it was like she picked up, and she responded. She turned around, and she said, "Thank you. Thank you. You made my day." And I thought, well, that sure was easy.
And I think miracles are easy. I think it's an illusion that they're hard.
It was a way to change her energy and uplift her, and it didn't take much of my energy. And you know, I felt so rewarded in my heart, spirit, and soul for doing it.
And that's the truth, is that when you help someone and you become a miracle for someone, you know, you get a miracle too, because you get uplifted and spirit works through you. And really, you know, it carries you through so many times when, you know, you forget and you get in your depression, or you get in, oh my gosh, life's so tough. Then, you know, in a moment, sometimes that thought comes flooding back. Every time you tell that story, my heart just sings, because I just know, you know, how many, unfortunately, elderly people that don't have someone to say, "You look great," mm-hmm. you know, and or can't drive anymore, can't go to church where they had their, you know, being told they look great and beautiful. And so we really have to remember that we do change the world one person at a time. So in your case, sometimes it's a cat, though.
No, that's right.
So, you know, you have to mention Miss Wing, and no show would be a true show with Mary Ellen without Miss Wing. So
we need another hour to talk about miracle cat stories. Well, Tira told me when I heard about Miss Wing that she was a gift from spirit. She sure was. I received a free shaded silver Persian from a woman in Boston, and I live on the west coast in Oregon, and a lady I don't know, called Vivian Roseanne, spent $400 and bought an airplane ticket and flew from Baltimore into Boston, picked up Miss Wings, and flew her to Eugene where the TV crew was waiting, and she brought me the most precious kitten the size of my heart off that airplane. So, but I returned the good deed to Tira this Christmas. She was grieving over the loss of her two cats who had been apparently carried off by a coyote, and she was devastated. I just couldn't stand the pain that she was in emotionally and her tears. And so I stopped by the Humane Society in Tacoma, even though I live in the state of Oregon, and she's 40 minutes north of that at Seattle. And oh my gosh, I was so excited. I found a shaded silver Persian. He must be worth about $600. And he was in there, and he was so sick, and he was so tired. And he's just a love bug. And I called her first to make sure that he was a kitty for her. And she said, you have to rescue him. You have to take him out of there. And as the lady handed him to me, she said that he had been in there long enough, and he only had a few hours left of his life. And he has been the biggest joy for you, hasn't he, Akira?
Yes, he is. And his name is Mr. Perfect. And he is.
Of course.
Yeah, he did. He healed my heart. Yeah. True. I think, you know, animals are so healing. And I'm excited because in the future shows, we hope to have Agnes Thomas on, who is an animal communicator. So we're excited about so many opportunities to bring and share some incredible mediums and animal communicators and authors. And, you know, in our journey together, Mariel and I have been, because of her being an author and because of me doing my work, we've been really, really privileged to meet so many wonderful people that we hope to be able to share with a listening audience. So it's just, it's hard to put it all in an hour, and it slips away, and we don't even have the hang of exactly our time zones here and things, because I thought we were off the air 5 minutes ago. And we are. Bye.
No, you are still on the air, but I guess you might want to close.
Okay. Thank you so much, Don. So thank you for bearing with us and not knowing all the times of how to say goodbye and do everything. But really, truly, we look forward to sharing our joys, our miracles, our adventures, and most of all, spiritual talk with you. And with love and angel blessings, so we'll talk next week. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.